What a nuisance morning. What a nuisance morning. What a nuisance morning. And Pat Pagano predicted this nuisance morning yesterday morning.
Right.
Well, Pat, we have, it all depends. Like at my house, there's like 3 to 4 inches, okay? Not quite right. 4, but it's probably like 3.5 inches. Sharon probably has, I'll say 2, 2.5 inches. I've got reports, Falls Village, some people have 3, some people have closer to 4 inches. But the general 2 to 4 fit the pattern for this perfectly.
Yeah, no surprises. Pretty happy. It'll be moving out by mid-morning, turning partly sunny, mid-30s today. Tonight, 15 to 20, clear. For tomorrow, sunny, low 30s. Friday, clouds up. Late in the day, a wintry mix. Don't worry about that because it'll go to rain Friday night very quickly. Highs will be somewhere mid, maybe upper 30s on Friday. Periods of rain for Saturday, mid-40s. Showers will give way to some sun on Sunday, 45 to 50. So really a mild weekend. Unfortunately, you know, there's some rain or showers in the forecast, but at least it's mild, Marshall.
Yeah, and the weather looks good for Sunday for me going to the 80th anniversary of a former station I was at for many, many years, WKNY in Kingston, New York. So it looks like that starts at like 4 in the afternoon. So it looks like that'll be a nice trip over there. Won't have to worry about anything there. When is the next, after the weekend's done and we get in the next week, what's next on the weather agenda as we spin the wheel? More rain, snow, or just a quiet week?
There was some thinking that the next low would come out of the southwest and bring us snow or a wintry mix on Tuesday. The thinking today is that the storm will go to the west and bring us mainly rain. We shall see. Once that storm goes by, the good old Marshall Miles floodgates to the Yukon open up, and Arctic air is going to start flowing in here again. This time next week, it's going to begin, and it is just going to intensify as we go through late week next week. So some real, real cold air coming in. I think colder than the one that we just experienced.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking all the events, the snow events we've had this year, and we've just run our fourth storm center here, all right, with cancellations. They've all been more snow than rain. I don't know if that's going to be the indicator that holds for the year, but and we had all that rain, Pat, for the day and a half.
Right.
And it still didn't get rid of all the snow.
So, no, but when you think about how much snow you had and what's left now, you did get, there was quite a dent.
Oh, yeah. It knocked easily 8 to 10 inches off of it. Yeah. There was only like 2 to 3 inches left. But I just got a feeling that whenever the mix has, it'll favor snow or sleet. Yeah, I just got a feeling we're into that winter. That's all. Yeah.
You may be right. And I don't know how right the models are going to be with the system on Tuesday. I'm very concerned about it because, as you know, I have my religion class on Tuesday that I teach, and next Tuesday we're preparing for a Christmas party for all of them. So I'm kind of concerned about that because if the weather were bad, they would close schools and then no Christmas party because that's it. Everything is closed down until after New Year's.
Well, then you have a New Year's party with them.
Right. Then we'll have to have it after New Year's. But, yep, we'll see what happens. I'm certainly not going to worry about that. But I can't believe Mr. Computer Marshall has not said a word to me, especially yesterday. Did you notice that your MP3s were waves and not MP3s?
Yes, it got me very upset.
I didn't notice that. I wish you would have told me.
Yeah, because it's funny when I download them. Okay, it doesn't mean anything. But when I go to put them in our computer system,
Right.
For the past couple of days, this morning and I'll say yesterday afternoon. Maybe I didn't notice it yesterday morning. I don't know because it's busy. But I was going, what the hell's going on here? Where the hell is that file? I know I downloaded it. Well, it wasn't there because our computer system, which is set up to recognize MP3s. So, of course, when the computer went looking for it, my computer said, oh, there's no MP3s here. So I had to reconvert the WAV files.
It takes a lot more time.
Yeah.
And how did I find out? I'm putting stuff into Dropbox, and usually it's the identical file, and it overwrites it.
Yeah.
And Dropbox is not overwriting it. And I'm saying, I wonder why. And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I figured out why. Because Dropbox also is looking for MP3s. So if a WAV file goes in there, it's not going to override it because it should be on an MP3.
Yeah.
So then I went into yours, your program, my program, Cool Edit Pro, and I noticed somebody changed the setting on there to waveform. So I changed it back to MP3. So from this day forward, we should back to MP3s as long as those elves of mine on the weekend don't toy with it.
Yeah, it's funny because I was yesterday saying, what the hell is good? What the hell is this? I'd go on the computer and I'd look and the file's there. And then I'd go to my other computer to drop it down.
And it's not recognizing it, right?
It's not there. I'm going, is this the beginning of early onset dementia? where did I put this file? It's only anyway. So yes, I did notice it, but I thought it was on my end. I thought the problem was I was going to call the maker of this special computer that we have for on air, and ask him what the problem was. But so as I was going to call them today, so you saved me a call.
Yeah, and I will. Which we'll call it. I will definitely make sure when recording from this point on that the setting is changed because sometimes they jump, and they don't stay that way.
So now, how's your tree looking outside?
It's white.
I was gonna say.
I have such problems. I mean, let's think about this. Okay, so now it rained, so the tree got wet.
Yep.
Now it's white. Okay, so now the sun is going to come out today, and the sun will be out tomorrow. I got to get the tree to a spot in the backyard where it's going to get mostly sunny, try to dry it out, and get it under something or get it in the house on Friday. Otherwise, with the next storm coming up late Friday night and Saturday, it's going to get wet again, and I won't be able to get it in the house on Sunday.
That's true.
So I have tons of problems. The weather is the problem this year. As far as I'm concerned with the tree, I am so far behind. Yesterday, I got out there for 2 hours. This was just around lunchtime. And I was able to get out all my blow modes, the choir girls, the snowman, the Santa, get that all out. I wasn't able to connect them because I'm thinking to myself, it's 11 o'clock. I think it's going to start raining about 1. So let me see how much I can get out. Got all the stuff out of the shed, staked them. And just about 20 to 1, the rain starts. And I looked up and I said, Pat, you called the shots, but it would have been nice to be wrong and give me another hour because I could have had them all connected. So I still don't have them connected. So there's nothing lit outside. And today is what? The 11th.
You're in big trouble.
I mean, I'll see if I can get out there this afternoon. I'm thinking that we had about 2 inches here. 2 inches of wet snow here in the lower Hudson Valley. And I'm thinking when the sun comes out this afternoon, a lot of this is going to melt because it was a wet snow. Even though it'll be in the 30s, I think the sun will melt a lot of it. So if it does, I'll try to get out there and start connecting. If not, Marshall, I'm going to have to wait for tomorrow. And tomorrow's going to be, a sunny day, but a cold one. What can I do? Hey, it is what it is, Marshall.
You can't do more than you can do.
Yeah, that artificial tree is looking better and better each day.
I'm telling you, next year, what you do at the end of Christmas season this year?
You go buy it 50% off.
Buy like a $300 Christmas tree for like $150, and you'll forever be thanking me.
Yeah, I'm sure I will be.
Because you don't want to go climbing up in the snow again to get a damn tree that you got to cut. Come on.
You know, and the problem with the place that we went to, which is Fox Ridge, they only do it the first weekend of December, Saturday and Sunday. That's it. All other times, it's closed. You cannot go. And it's only that Saturday and Sunday that they offer any and all trees for $45, including tax. Cash. No credit cards. And it really is a bargain. It seems to be a nice place. I mean, you think about it. You can't buy a 7, 8, 9, 10 foot Christmas tree at $45. I mean, there were people walking away, dragging Christmas trees that were 15 feet tall. I can't even tell you how wide it is. And I'm thinking to myself, how are they getting that through that thing that they put the net on?
Yeah.
And I watched one guy, and he gets the tree in there, and they couldn't get it through with the pulley. So they backed up a truck, and they put a hook on it, and they're trying to pull the tree through, and the whole machine tipped over. And, you know, at that point, they said, hey, my tree's wrapped, so now I just got to get it on my car. I'm not going to stand here and watch and see how they're doing it. But, I mean, I don't know. People must have, you know, huge houses to be able to put up a 15, 20-foot tree that is just huge. But it was absolutely gorgeous. And for $45, can't beat it.
All right. Well, I still think next year.
Yeah, keep talking to it when it gets, to Thanksgiving time next year. Edging me in
right
the right direction.
Right after Christmas, I'm going to say, "Hey, Pat, go to those stores.
Right.
Go to home. Go to the stores. Get that fake tree as a backup for next year."
Okay, thank you.
All right, Pat. Have a good day. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, Marshall. Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.